and you can listen to me.
みんなにも誕生日があるように、教会にも誕生日があります。
Just like all of you guys have a birthday, church also has a birthday.
これは約2000年前のこのペンテコステの日曜日でした。
The birthday of church is actually today. It's called Pentecost.
イエス様が天に昇られて10日後、その時に弟子たちに聖霊が与えられたんです。
After Jesus was raised from the dead, after he was on earth for a while, he rose up to heaven, and the people waited, and God sent his Holy Spirit down to the people on earth.
聖霊は風のような存在で、みんなの目には見えません。
Wow! The Holy Spirit is like the wind, and we can't feel it. So just like anybody see the wind from the fan, or you just feel it?I'm sure Mia feels the wind from the fan. Do you guys feel the wind over here, Nicholas? So just like you feel the wind from the fan, but we can't see the wind.
So
the Holy Spirit's like that.
でもこの扇風機が動いているのをみんながわかるように、弟子たちには聖霊が降りてきたっていうことがわかった三つの理由がありました。
But just like we can see the movement of the fan and maybe the result of the fan, there were three things that the disciples knew that the Holy Spirit had come.
1つ目は、
First one.
弟子たちがある音を聞いたからです。
The disciples heard a noise.
2つ目は、弟子たちがあるものを見たからです。
Second thing is they saw something.
そして3つ目には、弟子たちにはある驚くべき力が与えられたからです。
And the third one was that the disciples were empowered by an amazing strength.
そう。これからペンテコステの日に何が起きたのかをお話しするのでみんなはその3つ弟子たちがなぜ聖霊が降りてきたのか分かったのか、
okay.
それを考えながら聞いてください
So we're going to listen to a story and Yumiko is going to tell us more details So let's listen for the three things, okay? Can you, let's see if we can figure out what those three things were、
はい、お家です
It's a house
これエルサレムです。
This is Jerusalem.、
うん、この中に誰がいると思いますか
Who's in this house? I wonder. Who's in the house? Anybody know?
Horses.
そうね。
The disciples, okay. People, the disciples, okay. Good.
何をしてますか
What were they doing? Who knows what they were doing in the house?Anybody? Can you tell by the picture? Noah.
Praying.
They were praying. There you go.
You guys are so smart.
So Jesus promised the disciples that before he went up to heaven, that after he went, that he would give them the Holy Spirit.
Right.なので弟子たちはイエス様に言われた通りこうして祈っていました。
So the disciples were praying and were expecting that Jesus' promise would be true.
そうすると、ダダーン、こんなことが起きました。
So then, as they were praying, something happened.
まず一つ目は嵐のようなすごい風の音を弟子たちが聞いた。
So the first thing was a really big wind came, just like a storm.
そしてその後ここに炎のような舌これが別れ別れにやってきて弟子たちの頭の上にポッポッポッと止まりました
And after that there was like a pillar of fire that they actually could see and it came on all of their heads
それだけじゃありませんでした
And it wasn't only that but also
何が起こったかというと
What happened?
たらーん皆さんこれ読めます
Can you read this? Anybody read this?
真ん中のははい、真ん中のは
Jesus Christ、
うんうん、
The middle one says Jesus Christ
In English ね、うん、はい、これは読みます、うん、お、じゃあ
The one over here says in Japanese, Yes, Sama.
That
was a really hard one over here.
Oh, so.
People know it's Korean. Can anybody read Korean? Can you read? Okay, she did a good job. Wow, we have really an international. So in all sorts of languages, people were starting to praise Jesus.
そしてこれは聖霊が与えてくれた力でした。
And this was power that the Holy Spirit gave to them.
こうして力強くいろんな国の言葉でイエス様のお話ができるようになったために、
They were able to speak languages that they never learned. So you guys know English and you know some Japanese, but they were speaking languages that they never learned.
そしてイエス様のことを3000人もの人がこの日に信じました。
And on that very day, 3,000 people believed in Jesus. Wow!
さっきの質問覚えてますか?
Okay, who remembers the question from a few minutes ago? What were the three things? The first one, what was the first one? Nicholas, go ahead.
Wind.
Wind. Yeah, big sound of wind. Okay, the second one?
あるものを見ました。
Second one, Asher, you may go for it. Fire on their head. Yeah, wow, good job. And Meg's got her hand up. The third one, Meg, go ahead. Yeah, they spoke in languages that they've never studied before.
こうして弟子たちにすごい力を与えてくれたこの聖霊様は今もみんな一人一人と一緒にいます。
So, the same Holy Spirit is here today, and the same Holy Spirit will also give us that kind of power.
みんなの困っている時にみんなを助けて、そして力を与えて、そしてこっちに行ったらいいよって導いてくれます。
So,The Holy Spirit will help us when we have a tough time, and the Holy Spirit will help us encourage other people when they have a tough time, and also the Holy Spirit will show us which way to go.
こうすると、みんなの周りにいる人たちもイエス様のことを知り、そしてイエス様の愛を知って、イエス様のことを信じるものとなります。
And because of the Holy Spirit,We can share about Jesus to other people so that they can also know His love. Can you pray with us? Okay, you guys ready to pray? Let's pray together.
愛する天のお父様、Father God, 今日ここにいる一人一人の子供たちに感謝します。
We thank you so much for each and every single one of the children here.
あなたが一人一人に聖霊の力を与え
God, we ask that you would give each one of them the power of your Holy Spirit
子供たちが力強くイエス様の証ができるように助けてください
Father God, we ask that they would in the power of your Holy Spirit be able to share your love with the people around them
イエス様の尊いお名前を通してお祈りします。
And we praise you and thank you in the name of our precious Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we would like to ask everybody, you see the children big and small? But they are the future. We have lots of young people as well, but also the children, let's pray for them. Let's pray for God's amazing blessing upon them.
今日のメッセージは今までの人生、神様に近づく、そして諦めない、それからさらに励ますというところです。
Today's message is actually continuing in a series that we've been doing, Draw Near, Hold Fast, and encourage more.
And
today we're going to start the last part of encouraging more.
本当に私は、皆さん本当に励まされてここに立っていることを覚えます。
So I really want to just thank you that I am so encouraged by all of you.
多くの方の祈りを感じますし、
I really feel your prayers.
それから時間を取って私と話をしてくれた人たちが今週も何人か行きました。感謝です。
And from the bottom of my heart, appreciate people who have taken time to spend time with me.
私はあまり人前では泣きません。
I don't usually cry in front of other people.
多分私の娘や息子たちは私が泣いているのを見たことはないと思います。
Maybe even my own children have never seen me cry.
感動的な映画を見た時もみんな泣きますよね。
So, do you guys cry when you watch a really moving movie?
妻もそうです。子供たちはワンワン泣きます。
So, my whole family is like crying.
僕は彼らの顔を見てです。
So I don't cry. Instead of crying, I look at them and I'm like laughing at them.
でもですね、今日注がれた愛という歌をさっき歌いましたね。
So today, actually, we sang the last song that we sang was being like filled, like the love of God showering down upon us.
日本語の歌で歌詞は。日本語の日本で作られた歌ですね。
And it was it's a song actually that was made in Japan. It was all in Japanese.
はい。で今日イアン君が来た時、イアン君が歌い始めたって言った。で彼少し日本語できるんですけど、イアン君も歌い始めて、あなたこの歌知ってるのって聞きました。
So Ian was here from the States for the first time in Japan, and he knows a little bit Japanese, so he was also singing this song. And I asked him, "Do you know this song?"
この歌は知ってるんですね。
And he said, "Yeah, I know this song."
この this song is famous. So he said, "How do you know?"
I was the Japanese church in Santa Barbara.
So this song is actually sung at the Japanese church. I don't know. I'm trying to speak in the language that サンドバーバーの教会で日本人のための教会で歌われています。
僕この歌を歌ったら泣きます。
And when I sing this song, I cry.
今日もちょっとですね、歌いながらちょっと止まらないんですけど。
And I'm really moved whenever I sing this song.
本当に神様の愛を感じますね。
And I really feel the love of God whenever I sing this song.
そして自分を、私を愛してくれた人々の愛も感じます。
And I also really feel the love of the church, the love of the body of Christ.
私を愛してくれたいろんな人たちを覚えます。
And I remember so many people who loved me in my life.
でこの歌は本当に私の尊敬する人が作った歌です。
And this song was actually made by a very dear friend of mine, a friend who I respect very much.
僕より4歳ぐらい年上の彼なんですけども。
And he is actually just about 4 years older than I.
本当に私が本当にクリスチャンになりたての頃、本当に助けてくれた人です。
And he's a friend that really helped me when I first became a Christian a long, long time ago.
でも、10年前に事故で亡くなりました。54歳ですね。
Actually, 10 years ago,
54歳。
About 4 years ago, when he was 54 years old, he was in a sudden motorcycle accident and he was killed.
ですけど彼は亡くなったんですけど、歌はもう世界中に歌われてるんですね。
So even though he was killed, but the song that he made is still living on long after
him. 神様は私たちに愛を注がれている。
And God showers His love upon us.
今日私たちは神様の愛を本当に受けて帰りたいと思います。
And my hope is that every single person here receives the love that God has for you this morning.
それで今日は励ますっていうことをテーマに話していくんですけども。
Today I want to speak on encouraging.
でもどうしたら私たちは人々を周りの人を励ますことができるんでしょうか。
So just think about with me for a minute. How can we encourage the people around us?
励ますって一体どんなことなんでしょうか。
What does it mean to truly encourage others?
ある時は励ましているつもりはかえって 人を落ち込ませるようなことがあったりします。
Sometimes when our intention is to encourage other people, the result is actually that we discourage them.
そんな経験ありますか？
Have you ever had an experience like that?
心配してる人がいます。
There's people who worry about us.
Not about us, but anyway, somebody is worry about something. 心配をしてる人がいます。
People, we worry about different things, don't we?
心配する人に向かって心配するなって言ったら、どうでしょうか。
So maybe someone is worried about something or concerned about something and you might go up to them and say, oh, don't worry.
でも心配してる人にとっては、心配するなって言われるよりも一緒に心配してくれる方が励ましになる時ありますね。どうでしょう。
Let's think about it for a minute. If someone is really concerned about something, what would be more encouraging? To go up to them and say, oh, don't worry, or to go up to them and carry their burden with them?
本当に一緒に、ね、泣いてくれた人の泣いてくれると余計励ませることがあったりしますね。
Actually, the Bible tells us to weep with those who weep, and those are times when we can be encouraged.
あの時は何かこうアドバイスをするよりもただ横にいてくれるだけでいいときもあります。
And there's times when we don't really need advice, we just need someone to come alongside us.
横にいてくれるってことを感じただけでもう本当に励まされることがありますね。
And just knowing that someone is with us, someone has come alongside of us, can be such an encouragement.
何ヶ月か前にヘレンさんに傾聴の学びを私たちはしましたね。
A few months ago, we had Helen Pratt come and share with us, and she shared with us a message about active listening.
その時には、ゆきとが話をする時をただ聞いていることを学びました。
And at that time, Helen taught us that just to come alongside people and listen well.
ついつい私たちは人と何か反応したくなりますけど、共にただ聞いてくるだけで励ましになる時もあります。
There, we want to respond, but there are times when we just need to come alongside people and listen.
一体私たちは何を励まし合うべきなんでしょうか。
Well, what is true encouragement, and how should we encourage others?
ヘブル人への手紙の10章から学んできましたけど、今日24節、25節を読みます。
And we've been focusing on Hebrews 10, and we want to come back to the verses in that passage that are directly about encouragement.
新約聖書からお読みします。互いに愛と善行に励むように心がけ、ある一つの習慣に習って習慣を怠った、習慣に習って習慣を怠ったりせず、むしろ励まし合いましょう。他の日が近づいているのはをあなた方は知っているのですから、ますます励まし合おうではありませんかというんです。
Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love.And good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
励ますのは、それは人々が諦めたり忘れちゃったりすることがあるからなんですね。
The reason we need to encourage others is because sometimes people have lost hope.Sometimes people feel like giving up.
諦めたくなる時あるんです。忘れたくなる時あるんです。
Anyone comes to a point in their days, in their lives, when they just feel like giving up.
ですから、テレビの視聴者は諦めないことを励まし合うんですね。
So the writer of Hebrews encourages the people who receive this.Letter to encourage one another.
2つのことを励まします。これを忘れない、これを諦めないって言います。
There are two things that he writes.
一つは愛することと良いことをすることを忘れない、諦めない。
And what he says is, stir up one another to love and good works.And don't give up on those things.
愛と良いことをすることを忘れない、諦めない。
Don't forget, don't give up on loving and on doing good.
でも私たちは諦め 諦めそうになる時あるんですね。
But aren't there times in your lives when you just feel like giving up?
ね、友達同士だったり、家族の中でも、ひょっとしたら夫婦の中でもそういう時があるかもしれません。
Maybe in your own family, in our relationships, even relationships with husband and wife, there might be times when you just feel like giving up.
教会の中でも本当に愛がなかったり、良い行いがないことも起こりうるんです。
There are times in our church, in our relationships, when we just don't see the love in those relationships.
でも、牧師の書店ですね。愛することを本当に心の底から湧き上がるように励まし合いましょう。良いことをすることを励まし合いましょうと言います。
But the writer of Hebrews writes, cheer one another up to love and good work.
どうでしょう。私たちは今、愛がありますか？良いことをしたいという思いがありますか？
So, let each of us ask ourselves this morning, are you loving others? Are you doing good?
もう一つは、まあ、集会っていうか教会に行くことを励ますんです。
And one other thing that he says specifically to come to a community, to come to a community of believers, to a church, and to gather together with the body of Christ.
さっきユミちゃんがペンテコストの日の話を、ペンテコストの時の話をしてくれましたね。
ルミコ spoke to the children a few minutes ago and she spoke about Pentecost.
ペンテコストの日に3000の人たちが信仰を持ったんです。
On the day of Pentecost, the first Pentecost, 3,000 people received Christ.
彼らはそれから集まって祈り、賛美をすることをずっとしてきたんです。
And from that day, Christians gathered.And worshiped God together and encouraged one another.
集まって祈って神様に近づくことがとても重要な彼らの神様への信仰の表れでもあったんです。
They gathered together and they worshiped God and encouraged each other, and that was a key part of their faith in God.
でもこのヘブル人の手紙を読んでいくと、人々が教会から離れる人たちが出てきたということを示しています。
When we read the book of Hebrews, which was written a little while after Jesus was raised from the dead, we read that people were getting discouraged. People were beginning to stop gathering.
なんで彼らは教会集まりに来ることを控えるようになったか、となったと思いました。
Why? Why did people who had decided to follow Christ stop?
それはですね、やっぱ教会は社会の中で迫害の中にあったんですね。
Was because the church, the body of Christ, began to be persecuted by the outside world.
教会に行くことが社会的なメリットにはならないんですね。
People didn't think that gathering together had a merit from the eyes of the outside world, from normal human thinking.
ですから。ねえ、教会に行ったら素晴らしいとか、教会に行ったら、偉いとか、そういうんじゃなくて、本当に教会に行くことは、お前おかしいじゃないかじゃないけど、危ないようなリスクを伴ってたんです。
So they felt a risk when they started to gather together. They felt a risk when they started to be part of the body of Christ, part of the church. And it, rather than seeing it as a plus in their lives,They started to see it as something negative, something dangerous.
自分を守るために教会から距離を置き始める人たちが出てきたんです。
So, to protect themselves, they started to put a distance between themselves and the church.
多分彼らはでも信仰はしっかり持とうと思ってたのかもしれません。
But probably many of them wanted to keep their faith in Christ.
教会に集まりに行かなくても自分の信仰は大丈夫だと思って教会から離れていったのかもしれません。
Some of them wanted to keep their faith in Christ even though they wanted to separate themselves from the church, from the body of Christ.
でもここで示されるのは教会から距離を置くことは神様との距離が深 作ることになりかねない。神様から離れることにもなりかねない。
But when we separate from the body of Christ, when we separate ourselves from the church, then our hearts also grow weary and grow dull.
また神様から離れていってしまうかもしれません。
And we can also get further and further away from God.
私たちは自分で一人で聖書を読み祈ることをすることがとても大切です。
It's really important that every follower of Christ chooses to read the Bible and to pray by ourselves individually.
同時に信仰を持った人たちと共に集まって祈ることがとても大切なんです。
But at the same time, that's not enough. We also have to gather together with other believers.
それならなぜならば一人一人が神様から与えた特別な部分なんですね。そういう人が教会には必要なんです。
Why? Why is it so important that we become part of a church? That we become part of a body? That's because every single person is an important part.
俺なんか必要ないとかいてもしょうがないって本当に一人一人が神様の教会神様の体にはキリストの体には必要なんですね。
There is no single person who is not an important part. The church, the body of Christ needs every single part.
ですから私たちはいろんな困難があっても教会に来ることを励まし合わなくちゃいけないんです。
So no matter what kind of frictionor difficulties we might experience, we need to be committed to gathering together. And we have to encourage one another to love more and to continue to do good.
私自身はあんまり人を励ますのは得意ではありません。
To tell you the truth, I'm not really very good at encouraging others.
何か熱心に進めるのがあまり得意ではないんですね。
So I'm not really so good at doing that.
これいいよとか、なんとかって、言うのも何とかですね、言うのが苦手なんですね。
I don't really like to say, oh yeah, this is great or this is good.
特に自分の身近なものになると、こう、なんか、熱心に進めるのがちょっと難しい時があります。
And it's funny, but the closer people are to me, the more difficulty I have encouraging them.
まあそれはですね、せっかく進めても拒否されたら嫌だとかね、思うのかもしれない。よくわからないです。
I'm not really sure why that is. Maybe I might encourage them to do something, and if it doesn't succeed, I'll feel bad.
それからですね、褒められるのがあまり好きじゃないですね。難しいです。
Actually, I also don't really like people to tell me that I've done a good job at something.
何かですね、ちょっと心が落ち着かない時です。
And I kind of don't feel really relaxed. I kind of feel nervous when.
これはだから日本人的なのか自分の得意なのか分かんないんですけど。
So I'm not really sure if that has to do with my Japanese-ness of Japanese culture, but I'm really like that.
ですから日本では例えば他の人に自分の息子を紹介するときに不足って言うんですね。
So, when we introduce our own family in Japan, we introduce them in a way that's not a very flattering way.
Yeah.
So, if we translate directly into English, it means this is my idiot son.
ね、せっかくお土産を持ってきても本当に高価な素晴らしいお土産を持ってくるにつまらないものですけどね。
So,
つまらないもの。
We buy something we've really thought about and spent a lot of money on. It's a special gift for someone. We say, "Oh, I'm sorry to give you such a boring, awful gift." Even though it's really something really special.
だから教会を閉めるときね、つまらないものです。愚かな教会です。難しいんですよね。本当に閉めないとき。
So it's really difficult to really.Recommend like a church or something because in Japan we don't do that. That's opposite of Japanese culture.
いくら自分の奥さんが美しくても美しくとしてもね、本当に美しかったとしても美しいですけど、それを人前で私の美しい奥さんっていうのは、まあ、beautiful wife とは言えないですね。 ね、言えないんですよね。
どこで日本に住んでいる私はなかなか言えないですね。I can't really say what you're saying. Because I've been living in Japan for so long.
You cannot introduce your beautiful wife to this is my beautiful wife. No. It's like a, like this is my boring stupid wife.
本当に。
でもだから、でもね、学ばなきゃいけない。I have to learn ね。難しいんですよ、本当に決めることは。
It's really hard to recommend and praise something that's close to you in Japanese culture.
でもここでは教会にことを勧めるんですね。
But I have to forget all that, and I really want to encourage all of you to come and be more of a part of this church or any church community.
まあ、教会に来るって大変なこともあるんですよね。
It's really difficult to actually come to church, isn't it?
ですも本当にでも教会に来ないで休むことも必要な時もあります。
So there's times when we really understand, there's times you just need to stay home and rest.
ね、それも大切。
That's really important.
旅行することも大切。
And it's really important to just take care of yourself.
でも教会やっぱり来ることも大切なんです。
But it's also really important to gather together as the body of Christ, as the church.
本当に日本人の教会が、ね、世界中の教会がみんなが行きたくてたまらない教会であってほしいと思います。
So my hope is that all the churches in Japan.And all the churches all over the world would be churches where people would just want to go to.
教会に行きたい、教会に行きたい。
Oh, I want to go to church.
ね、いっぱい教会に行ったら素晴らしいクリスチャンたちがいっぱいいて、もう素晴らしいクリスチャンに会いたい。もう、oh. もうね、誰々さんに会いたいから、いっぱいそんな教会で会いたい。
I want to gather. I want to see those people at church. I want to gather with those wonderful people.
水場もそういう教会でありたいと思いますけども。
And I want Mizuba also to be a place like that, won't you?
で、こう、パッと初めて来た人は私を見て、何あの人とか思うかもしれないんですよね。
Maybe it's your first time here and people might be looking at me like, oh,
who is he?ひげの生えてるおじさん。
Who's that old man with the mustache?
ね、あの、本当に。人間を見たら不完全なので失望します。
All people are imperfect, and if we look too closely at them, we'll be disappointed.
この中で自分は完全なって知りますか？見て完全。
Anybody say I'm perfect? I'm here I am. Anybody like that?
私たちは本当に見ていくとですね、不完全なんですね。
No matter who we look at in our surroundings, everybody's imperfect, aren't they?
神様は本当に完全なお方で、神様は忠実なお方です。
But Jesus is perfect.